Well, thank you, Chan. Thank you, Clint. Thank you very much. Good morning again. So my title is, Make Every Treatment Complete. So I'm going to take you off a little bit from that, and I'm going to ask you, do you know that there's a power? There is a power that wants to serve you and support your very good? Did you know that there is an all-embracing comforter of love when your heart is filled with pain and sorrow? Do you know that? Do you know you're never alone or ever outside the all-givingness of God's love? Today, this moment, what would change in your life if you really believed that? What would be different? How would you feel? Think about it. Maybe today you have a physical issue, or maybe you're carrying an old hurt or a wound, or something that just keeps gnawing at you. Anybody have that, or is it just me? Oh, couple, good. So I'm going to ask you today, are you willing to give it up today? It's up to you. You know, you can hold on as long as you want to. What if right now you gave it up to that all-loving power that serves you? I don't know, maybe we should think about it. See, it's God's desire to serve you. So today, let whatever fear, whatever doubt, whatever worry, whatever trouble in your heart, let's just stop today and give it to God. The solution is on the other side of your willingness to release. Whoa, think about that. See, when we hold so tight to the illness or the hurt or the harm or the doubt, then we absolutely constrict everything. However, the solution is on the other side of your willingness to release, to let go, to let God. Freedom awaits each one of us. So I'm going to invite you right now to open your hands and just repeat after me, I don't know what to do here, God. I don't know what to do here, God. However, I know you do. However, I know you do. Now just breathe. You see, it's as simple as that. We have to trust and have faith in Spirit's guidance to know the perfect outcome is already here now. That's up to us. Okay, the perfect outcome is here now. Open your hands. The perfect outcome is here now. The perfect outcome is here now. Thank you, Spirit. I let go to the greater good. Go to greater good. Thank you, thank you. And so it is. You see? Complete. That's complete. That's done. That's what our prayer work is all about. That's what treatment is all about. And that's where we get completion in our treatment. Did you get that? Or do we need to repeat it? You see, because there's so many times that we go, or maybe we go to bed at night and we say, okay, God, help me with my sore foot. And then we go to sleep. See, we don't complete it. The completion is, there is a power for good. It lives, it surrounds, it loves me, it cherishes, it adores me, and I am willing to trust it. I am willing to open up, to have faith that it guides me through everything, every situation that is needed. I trust in it. Okay, God, I have no idea how to do this. I have no idea how to build a church. I have no idea how to fill the basket, but I know God does. Now, if I don't believe that, I'm going to go around to each one of you and say, what are you giving today? When are you coming back? You go, whoa. Maybe not for a while. We'll pray for you from afar. You see? Complete. Before we have received it, we want to give thanks. I say, I don't know how to do this. I know God does. You see, now we get to come into partnership because we don't know how, we don't have to know how, we just have to believe it in our heart that it's done. And then we wait to see the evidence. Our faith and our trust in the process allows the demonstration. Hear that. Our faith and our trust in the process allows the demonstration. It's like, you know, they'd say plant the seed or put the bulb in the ground and then dig it up to see if it's working. No. Okay, let's. Some people do that. We don't. You might know somebody. Okay, let's have the PowerPoint, Rick. Is he there? Oh, yes. Okay, so thought plus feeling plus belief equals a demonstration. Now, you can have the thought that I'd like to have a perfect health in my body, but if you don't have the feeling of what perfect health feels like, or what love feels like, or what financial prosperity feels like, or whatever it is, or free from doubt and worry. Do you see? If we don't have the feeling along with the thought, and then the belief, the trust that there is a power for good that's going to serve us and reveal to us a greater good. See, when we have the demonstration, we want it to be greater than we could ever have personally imagined. Yes? Amen. That equals a demonstration. You see? It's like trust that everything's working perfectly, and that there's a power that will reveal to us. Okay, what's the next one, Rick? Ah, now some people have enough faith for about 18%. So what's their demonstration going to be? Certainly not 100. Because you see, if you only have 18% of your faith, then you're going to go and say, well, I really want this health in my body, but I know it's not possible because I'm years old. Or because, you know, it's in my family. You know, my family's always been poor, and so I must be poor. You see, but I'm going to pray to God to change that. But, you know, I really don't believe it. 18%. 54% is pretty good. Half of the time you're going to get a demonstration, and it's going to be 54% of a demonstration. Now, some people say, well, that's good enough. I don't know about you, but I want that 99%. Now, see, I'm going to leave 1% for just a little bit of doubt to come in so I can renew my faith. Hear that. If I've got 100%, then I'm thinking, psht, I got it nailed. But if it's 99% and that little bit of doubt comes in, or that question or that fear or whatever it is, then I can tell it I'm a woman of faith. You hear that? What you will work with is what you're going to demonstrate. And it means, like we heard up here today, it means that the important thing is that God wants the best for you. And if you can't get, if you're only at 18% and you want to move up to 54%, get a practitioner. I have one, Lloyd Tupper, God bless his soul. Some of you got to see him. That man is so clear, and I don't get away with anything. I say the wrong thing or whatever, and he says, Maggie, you know the truth, and then we get going. And most of the time when I talk to him once a week, I'm sitting there crying, because I feel that when we can stop and cry, when we're with our practitioner, that we're releasing something that we don't even have to know what it is. You see? Because we can let it go. And it can be something really old and something that no longer belongs to us but still is clinging in ourselves and our belief system and our body. So I'm going to invite you to ask for prayer after service. I'm going to invite you to get a practitioner. Because if you're wanting to move up to 99%, you're going to want to be supported. And that's what these beautiful practitioners are here for. See, God wants the best for you. Your best, always. And maybe we've made bad choices in the past, and maybe we could be more loving. But life is filled with an ebb and a flow. And some days are really good, aren't they? Some days you're just going, yeah, everything's going perfectly and everything is working out just right. And then some days we're faced with challenges. That's the ebb and the flow. It doesn't mean we've done anything wrong. We pray for the people we love and they die. And it doesn't mean we've done anything wrong. It just means that that's the ebb and the flow of life. I did that not too long ago, it was years ago. My sister-in-law, she had brain cancer. And I prayed that she didn't have brain cancer and that she would live. And she did have brain cancer and she died. Now, I thought, because I wasn't really clear on that, I thought that I must not have been connected to God because I didn't pray good enough. And so then for a while there, when people would say, will you pray for me? I'd think, oh, no, you better ask somebody else. So I'm not connected. And yet that experience was so beautiful and so good. And being with Alice in the process of her dying really blessed me in a way that I will forever be grateful. We don't know why some people we have for a really long time and others we don't. What we have to know is that God is good all the time. And that will embrace us in our loss and embrace us in our doubts. But we have to say yes to it. We're not being punished. We're just being asked to dig deeper into our faith and find the 99%. And so there are times we're going to have to write affirmations. Because those affirmations remind us that with God, all things are possible. I've got them all over. I write these notes. Yesterday, I did a workshop, and I only have one little tablet, and I'm passing out these papers. And Jess got one of my papers. He said, I know this is your writing, and I think it says something about God is all there is. Well, I had written that down because in that moment, I needed to know it. And he ended up finding it. Sometimes I just do it in the middle of a tablet. See, life happens. However, to shoulder this alone just weakens our back, makes our kind of stoop-shouldered, makes life feel difficult. To be complete in our prayers is to be complete in every moment. We need to be in partnership with Spirit. All the time. This is where we really understand the phrase, let go, let God. Because you see, I'm so glad we're not in charge of that. Because if I was the one working it all, Even when I come in here on Sunday and the things I find out that I missed. Thank God, God is in charge. Deepening our trust and faith that there is a power for good and we can use it and we need to be using it every moment and all the time. We need to ask and declare that it is done and it is complete. Do you get that? Yeah? Good. Anybody? If you don't get it, then joy will have all your answers later on today. All of the answers. Everything you've ever needed to know, you want to go talk to Joy, and you want to say, what was she talking about? And Joy will explain it to you perfectly. See, prayer doesn't change God. Prayer changes you. So our job is to focus on the good and to trust absolutely in the law of God to bring to us the desired results. Now, the desired results might come about tomorrow. It might come about next week. Might come about a year from now. Might come about 5 years. You all know the story how I prayed to have Rick come into my life. It took him a long time. Which was his fault. But in truth, if you know the story, you know that I had the blocks. That's why we want to take these classes. That's why we want to get somebody else to do prayer, because it will release us from that blocks our greater good. And I was only then probably at 18%. No judgment. It just is what it is, you see? Our job is to focus on the good and to trust absolutely in the law of God that will respond to us. And we know that the right people are going to show up and the healing is going to happen and the solutions will fall into place. That's why we do Joy and Support. We don't know how to fix it, but we know God does. We know and accept that good and more good will be attracted to us the more we stay open and receptive to receive that good. So are you willing?
Yes.
Are you open?
Yes.
Are you going to ask Joy whatever I said, what confused you? Good, because she does have the answers. Very good. Let's take that into prayer. So we just know this moment and such joy and such celebration that there's only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. By whatever name, God, Spirit, the Divine, the Beloved, there's only one life. And that life is uniquely and divinely expressing in and through and as each and every one of us. And we are each the beloved place where God shows up. We are each unique and divine and individualized in the fullness and richness of Spirit. This is what I know. This is the truth for and about each and every one of us. So we open, we let go into God, into that greater truth that reveals to us that we are blessed and that we are each a blessing. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of God. And where there is a need for a greater prosperity, I call forth that power of good and more good and financial abundance and wealth. Harmony and peace, everything is lining up for our greater good because this is what I claim. This is what I know for each and every one of us. And together, we join in that celebration, not only for ourselves, but for each one here today. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God because it is that. All we need to do is open and impress that divine mind. And the answer is always yes. Returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. So I just release my word into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. And we recognize that it is done, it is complete. And if you're in agreement with me, we let it be so. And so it is.
So it is.
Amen.